من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن عين لا تدمع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم يا بر يا رحيم، يا حنان يا منان، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا علي يا عظيم، يا نور السماوات والأرضين، افتح علينا أبواب رحمتك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين. عاملنا بما أنت أهله، ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله، فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان. يا حنان يا منان، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، واللهم ارزقنا البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول، واجعلنا هداة مهديين غير ضالين أو مضلين، أو فاتنين أو مفتونين أو مبدلين أو مبتدعين، بفضلك وجودك ورحمتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا مفاتيحا للخير، مغاليقا للشر، واجري الخير على أيدينا. اللهم أتمم علينا نعمك ظاهرة وباطنة، واسترنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك. اللهم غنمنا رمضان، اللهم غنمنا رمضان، اللهم غنمنا رمضان، وبارك لنا في رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل ليلة القدر، ومن أهل النفحات، ومن أهل الكرامات، ومن أهل البركات، ومن أهل العفو، ومن أهل العتق من النار. اللهم ارحمنا برحمتك الواسعة، نحن وأمة الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم، حيها وميتها، شاهدها وغائبها، بفضلك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam and brother in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Long time ago, I want to share with you what I have in my heart for all the ummah, for all mankind, about Ramadan. Today, like every talk you heard from me, I want share with you a message. The message is, what is the meaning of Ramadan? What is the essence of Ramadan? Why Allah give us Ramadan? A lot of the non-Muslim look at us as Ramadan become the month of eating, the month of sweet, the month of Taraweeh without Taraweeh. How many million every night praying Taraweeh? Or maybe close to a billion. How many people in Mecca and Medina? How many people all over? Is the Taraweeh we pray, is the Taraweeh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want, is the one with the message? Let's examine what is the Taraweeh, what is Ramadan, what is the essence of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rajab arrived, the month of Rajab and the month of Sha'ban, he used to say, اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. And another رواية or حديث, اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وغنمنا رمضان. One, O Allah, give us a blessing of Rajab and Sha'ban, and allow us to reach and be still alive until we reach Ramadan. The another hadith of the meaning of, O Allah, give us a blessing of Sha'ban and give us a treasure of Ramadan. Let's go step by step and try to see what is Ramadan first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qasas, Wallahu a'lam, my memory is become weak. Verse 68, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he say, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلِقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah, he create and what Allah create and he choose. Allah create all the creation and it choose the earth. Allah create all creation and he choose mankind. Allah create the earth and he choose Mecca and Medina and Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create the creation and he choose mankind. Allah create the time and he choose Ramadan. Allah create, Allah choose. Among the mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose messenger and prophet. And from all the messenger and prophet, he choose Ulul Azm, the five. And from all the five Ulul Azm, he choose two. And from two, he choose the final one, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similar, he created the time. And he choose the month of Ramadan. He choose the week, he creates the weeks. And he choose Friday for the Muslim. He create the days. And he choose Yawm Arafat. And from all the night in all the year, he gave us and he choose Laylatul Qadr. In English, they translate it as the night of power. But we're going to go back and examine every word and what it means. Maybe, inshallah, we can have the ghanima of Ramadan. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. One brother came to me and asked me, I have a lot of non-Muslim friends. They asked me, what is fasting? Why we fast in Ramadan? And he doesn't know for sure what to tell him. Everyone has a different idea. In here, tonight, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will try to examine. Number one, Allah choose. He choose certain time for his own blessing. Why? This his. He has the kingdom, he owns the dominion, and he has the power to choose whatever he wants. And according to many reports, Ramadan is so special to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the month Allah descended the ultimate mercy to mankind, his guidance, revelation. And not only Quran has been given and been descended in Ramadan, but all revelation has been revealed in Ramadan. By this way, we have to remember the month is the ultimate blessing, the ultimate rahmah, mercy from our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He chose it this way. And because it is a month of mercy, now he advertising to us about this month. What is so special about it? And He said it this night, the night of the descending and the revelation to be coming as a guidance to mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us the night, the hidden night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr. And we're going to understand it later on. By this way, number one is a month Allah chose. Some scholars said the month of Ramadan has over 60 names. The month of Allah, the month of Rahmah, mercy, forgiveness, Atqun min al-Nar, purification from hellfire, Af, erase, Muasah, the kindness and compassion. A month Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to descend the ultimate mercy to mankind, His hidayah, His guidance, His guidance to Him, to lead us to Him, to lead us to the pleasure and mercy of Him, to lead us to paradise, insha'Allah, Jannah. Now we understand why Ramadan. And who tell us this knowledge? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's take a few verses and see. But before we do that, let's go back. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he say? When he see the crescent of the new moon, of the month of Rajab, which is the 1 month before Sha'ban, the month, meaning approximately 2 months before Ramadan. What he used to say, O Allah, give us a blessing of this month and the month following, and allow us to reach Ramadan. And the another one, give us a blessing of Sha'ban, and give us the ghanima, the treasure of Ramadan. And ghanima in Arabic has many meaning. It's a treasure. It's something so high. Something you cannot find it anywhere, anytime. Something so significant. Something so precious. Something so value. Something so important. And will be giving to you. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said? He said the month of Ramadan, the beginning of the month is Rahmah. And the middle is Maghfirah, forgiveness. And in the end, Atqun min al-Nar, purification of hellfire. Mercy, forgiveness, Atqun min al-Nar. Aisha radiallahu anha, when she asks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if I see the night of Qadr and Qadr, what I say? He said, O Aisha, say, Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. And another report, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. What it mean? O Allah, one of your attributes is afu, the one who erase, delete all our bad deed. You love this quality, erasing. It's higher than forgiveness. Give me afu. What it mean? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give afu to any human being, He called the angel of the writer of the left side, the left shoulder, the left book, the one containing all the sins and mischief of a human being. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the angels and said, O my angels, I give afwa to so and so. forget what he did and erase what he did. By this way, his book will be zero. The angel who write, they do not even remember any bad deed. And after that, he called the earth and his own kingdom. O earth, forget every sign, so and so. He committing on you any sins. And the earth erase every sign of sins of so and so. And the angels, Allah called them and said, I did afu to so and so. Forget any sins so and so committed. And you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any bad deed. To explain this to you, one of the most powerful and close companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his name Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he used to say, if I left this dunya, if I left this life and I died with zero good deed, zero bad deed, I'm lucky. Imagine. He understood. The companion understood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the comprehending, understanding, and the wisdom of the message. And this is my goal tonight. My goal tonight to share with you some of the meaning and essence and understanding of this message. By this way, it's a very blessing message. By this way, before we examine the message of Ramadan, we have to remember who advertising about this message. Who tell us about all this bounty? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet. Why? It's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, O mankind, O Muslim, come. You dirty yourself. You did many things, come. The month of cleanliness, the month of cleanliness, the month of cleansing, the month to give a chance to yourself to go back, to remember. And this is the essence of Salatul Taraweeh in Ramadan. Allah wants us to remember this night is so important in every month, in every night. And what is He want us to remember? To remember His word, His advice, His wisdom, His command, His order. He's advertising about Jannah and warning us about Jahannam. What it mean? I have a goal tonight I want to share with you. The Arabic people in the early days used to say of the meaning of, if somebody talk, don't listen to him. But see who he is and what he's doing, you will understand what he's talking about. If we apply this, who's talking to us? Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu. Malik al-Mulk wa Malik al-Muluk. The King of all kingdom. And what happened? He calling us. He calling us. By this way, who's calling us? Allah. Calling us to what? To be careful. To wake up. To make an effort. To sacrifice. To struggle. To do the utmost in Ramadan. Why? Because this is a month we can gain all this treasure. What it mean? If somebody will tell me, come tomorrow, I will give you $100 million. Do you think he will be late? You will have excuse? You will tell him, my wife said, my husband said, my professor said, my job said? Or you will make the utmost of your effort? By this way, I want to remind myself and remind you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to make an effort. Effort to do what? To gain His mercy in Ramadan. By doing what? By remember Him more and getting closer to Him more. Now, I will take you to some explanation and more understanding about Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, what He said, verse 185, يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Oh, you believe. He didn't say, oh, you Muslim. By this way, we have to embrace Islam. We have to live as a Muslim. We have to be in a state of obedience. We have to be in a state of trying to be a believer. We have to divorce all the sins the maximum we can. By this way, we will be among these people in this verse. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام. I give you and I prescribe to you fasting. What is siyam? Siyam in a linguistic meaning to stop something. If you stop of doing something, this sound. In the early days, people used to fast from talking, fast from different things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed to us special fasting. From sunrise to sunset. Why? Food is halal, is permissible. But in the months of Ramadan, during this time, no, is not allowed. Your wife or husband is halal, permissible. At this time, during this month, no, is not allowed. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to train our nafs, our soul, of being in the living of animal, and giving our soul everything we want. And we become like a bad boys and girls, demanding, to the point we can abuse and spoil our own soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to wake up big time and not go to sleep and forget the message. This is the message. Wake up your soul, wake up your body, elevate your soul, elevate yourself by nothing. By not allowing yourself to be just like an animal, eating and sleeping. Come to the journey of Iman. Come to the journey of the message. Come to the reality. Come to the truth. Come to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the message. Oh, you believe? Fasting. Why, Ya Allah? I did the same thing to people before you. You're not the first one. Ayyaman ma'dudat. Small days. Only 1 month. Why, Ya Allah? To remember me. To come closer to me. And if you have a problem, you can feed. A poor person. We're not going to go to the fiqh of Ramadan. We're just going to go to the understanding of Ramadan. Because I believe today, if we are in a state of belief, we for $5, $10, whatever amount of money, we can go buy a book, or two book, three book about Ramadan, and we become, mashallah, very educated about Ramadan. But my aim in here, how to understand the essence of Ramadan and the meaning and comprehending of Ramadan and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He want from us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, whoever will fast, it will be good for him. وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And if you fast, will be better for you, only if you know. Know what? Know the amount of rewarding. Know the amount of bounty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the tongue of His Prophet, He said, الصوم لي وأنا أجزي به. Psalm is belong to me, and I reward you with it in the day of judgment. This is the one. One of the only pillar of Islam, Allah did not tell us how much we're rewarding about it, is fasting. It's a lot. Just to fast, if we comprehend the meaning of fasting, we'll be crying and thank Allah for being a living human being. Allah give us the shahada, Allah give us the guidance, and Allah give us the ability to obey Him, even in small things like fasting. And after that, Allah explained to us, what is Ramadan? شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan, the month has been revealed at this month, the Quran. Meaning the revelation of Quran was in the month of Ramadan. هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ guidance to mankind. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ and sign of guidance and criterion, the one distinguish between right and fault, the truth and wrong. And whoever sees a crescent, whoever was alive, an adult, and have the health, فَلْيَصُمْ fast it. And if you are sick or a traveler, you can break your fast and do it another time. Or a pregnant and you're sick, whatever condition, you cannot fast, really cannot fast, you can break it and you come in another time. Why, Ya Allah? يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't make it easy on you. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ And He does not want to make it difficult on you. وَلْتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ And to continue fasting and to complete the month. وَلْتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ And to do takbirat to say Allahu Akbar for the hidayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. This about the day of Eid. We do takbirat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Why? Thanking Allah, we're still alive. Thanking Allah, we do fasting. Thank Allah, we are a Muslim. Thank Allah, we reach this day with most of the time, inshaAllah, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Maybe you're thanking me. I forget something. I'm a human being. When Allah talk about fasting in the beginning of the verse, what He said? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Maybe you will gain taqwa. Maybe you will gain piety. This is the purpose of Ramadan. This is the purpose of fasting. But in here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, when you finish, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ One, He talk about piety, and one, He do shukr. What's the difference? The essence of fasting, for me to gain piety. But when I finish fasting, Allah want me to thank Him. Because I already gain. You see? And after that, He gave us one of the ultimate beautiful verse in Quran. When you study Quran Makki, the Quran revealed in Mecca, every time non-Muslim used to ask the Prophet any question, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ Say, tell them. This is the answer. But when the people ask about Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deny even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say قُلْ But He said, And if your servant ask me about me, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي And if your servant ask me about ask you about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ I am near. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is out of this verse completely. Unbelievable oneness and unity between us and Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He won't give us a message. How nearer Allah to us. How Allah loves us and He wants us to be good. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ I am near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ I accept the supplicate and prayer and dua and request and wishes of whom who call me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي Obey me. Come back to me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي And believe in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يُرْشِدُونَ Maybe you will gain rujd. Another. Maybe again. Maybe you gain taqwa when you fast. Maybe you thank Allah when you finish fasting and realize the amount of bounty of Allah over you. And maybe you gain rujd. And rujd is a combination, a beautiful combination mix between wisdom and guidance. Allah give it to whom He want. This is a level of messenger and prophet. May Allah make us among those who get the taqwa, who get the iman, who get the shukr. Make us among the people who do shukr. And make us among the people who have rujd, insha'Allah. By this way, this is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. And then also, if you look at Surah Al-Dukhan, the chapter of Dukhan, when Allah starts, Hameen, وَالْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ We've been revealed in a blessing night. إِنَّا كُنَّا مُنذِرِينَ At this night, we are warning. The message is tough, is a warning. فِيهَا يُفْرَغُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ At this night, all the affair of mankind will be investigated and will be taken care of. What it mean? أَمْرًا مِنْ عِنْدِنَا A command from us. إِنَّا كُنَّا مُرْسِلِينَ رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ رَحْمَةً Mercy from your Lord. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ He is all hearing, all knowing. By the way, Laylatul Qadr is a night of power. Something will happen to it. A lot of people worship the night of the middle of Sha'ban. It's not true. There's no any authentic hadith about middle of Sha'ban. And they elevate it to Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look to the tablets containing everything. Look to the file of human being. And look to us. And He said to us, He shared with us this knowledge. Why? Why? To explain this to you, we have to go back. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the creation, He created the pen. And the pen asked Allah, what do you want me to do? He said, write everything. Everything has been written in a tablet, Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz. It has many names in Quran, Al-Kitab Al-Mubin, Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz. The tablets containing all the knowledge and all what Allah ordained. People, a lot of people do not know what is Laylatul Qadr. It is Laylatul Qadr wa Laylatul Qadr because it containing the destiny and it containing the elevation. Because Qadr meaning elevation, status. So and so has a Qadr. So and so has a status. This is what it mean. What it mean? If Allah look at you and smile, you have a status. If Allah look at you and forgive you, you have a status. If Allah put you in Jannah, you have a status. If Allah erase your bad deed, you have a status. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala switch your bad quality to good quality, is a status. If you have any calamity in this life or hereafter, is a status by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do that. A lot of people do not understand and comprehend Laylat al-Qadr and Qadr. If you remember the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about when a mother has a baby in her womb, what happened? In 4 months, an angel come with a book, copy from the mother of the book, with a small chain, chain it to the baby's head or baby's neck in the belly of the mother in a day when the baby reached 4 months. And in this book is four things. Actually, this four things containing everything. His amal, his deed, his rizq, his provision, his ajal, when he live, when he die, and shaqiyan am sa'id, he will be among the happy one or the disgraced one. What it mean? He will go among the people of Jannah or Jahannam. To explain this to us, let's go back again. When Allah created Adam, and after create Adam, in one report, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take Adam to the kingdom of the soul, and he show him all his progeny. And in one riwayah, in one report, Adam asked, Ya Allah, some of your my progeny in darkness, some of them has light. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said of the meaning of whoever reached by my light, he's among the people of Jannah. Whoever do not have my light, he will become from the people of Jahannam. And he said, the people reach Jannah of my mercy, and the people reach Jahannam with my knowledge and wisdom and adl and justice. He created them and he know which soul belong to whom. Somebody said, okay, but what do you want me to do if everything is written? Allah give us a chance. A chance by give us intellect, give us a brain, give us the ability to communicate, ability to hear, ability to talk, ability to have a heart and a soul to think. And after that, you choose according to your humble and humility. If you're humble and humility, you gain wisdom and you gain guidance from Allah. If you're arrogant and you have no respect of the Creator and what He's doing to you, and you do not show gratitude and thanks, He will deny you guidance. And all with His knowledge and rahmah. This topic is very deep, but I'm just sharing it with you. What about Laylat al-Qadr? What about Ramadan? Is a month Allah advertising to us? O mankind, O Muslim, O believer, come. Get a chance to hear my message again. Just hearing the message is rahmah. Reflect over the message is rahmah. Making tawbah is rahmah. Stop your bad deed is rahmah. Stop your bad deed is rahmah. Doing good deed is rahmah. Let's examine it more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he said? He said, O you people, Ya ayyuhal nas, قد أهل لكم شهر عظيم مبارك. O you people, O mankind, this month came to you. أهلاه عليكم, come toward you. عظيم, so high. مبارك, so blessed. شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر. In 1 month, you have, in one night, is more important and more elevated, more than 1,000 months. الله سبحانه وتعالى جعل الله صيام نهاره فريضة. الله سبحانه وتعالى he make the fasting of this month in the daytime is obligation. وقيام ليله تطوعا. And to make تراويح and make قيام at night is not obligation. Allah make it mercy to us. But is voluntarily. من تقرب فيه بخصلة. Whoever come with any quality toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala من الخير كان كمن أدى فريضة في من سواه is equal to one who do an obligation good deed in any another month. ومن أدى فيه فريضة and whoever do any good deed obligation in Ramadan equal 70 in another month. كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة في من سواه. هو شهر الصبر. The month of patience. The month of مواساة. The month Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased the rizq, the provision of the mu'min. Whoever held a mu'min to break his fast with even one date, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive his sins. And he clean himself from Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify him from Jahannam completely. كان له مغفرة لذنوبه وعتقا لرقبته من النار. وكان له مثل أجره من غير أن ينقص من أجره شيئا. By this way, whoever do that, whoever helps somebody to break his fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give him the same reward of the fasting person, and none of them will lose anything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give a lot of reward in this month, even of one date. Of a sip of water. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us in this month. Istakthiru fih min arba khisal. Increase four quality. Four habit. Two, to please your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turduna biha rabbu. وأن تو لا غناء بكم عنهما. What is another two? What is the first two? Two, he said Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, is increase in Ramadan لا إله إلا الله. Increase saying لا إله إلا الله واستغفار and ask Allah to forgive you. And increase to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of Jannah and ask Allah to protect you from hellfire. And whoever help a fasting person to drink a sip of water, Allah make him to drink a sip of water from the Kawthar, the place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Day of Judgment. Whoever drink from it, he will never be thirsty again until he enters Jannah. May Allah make us among those. Do you see how much? By this way, my message to you, how to enter Ramadan and value this month. Rasulullah SAW, he said, this month is no shayateen. Shayateen will be captured. Another riwayah, تصفت فيه مرضة الشياطين. The big shayateen will be captured. Meaning, is it chance to reflect over my bad habit? Is it chance to make mujahada to struggle against myself and develop good manner? And this is my message to you tonight. Maybe we'll gain Laylatul Qadr. Because what it means? Allah advertised, after He advertised, He won't see. Who? Who will accept the invitation of this advertising? Who will welcome that? Who will sacrifice his time and his effort and his money to be ready to grab the treasure? Imagine I come to Ramadan and said, Allah, I'm busy. Okay, you're busy. You're lost. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, in the month of Ramadan, Allah give me what never any messenger or prophet has been giving before. If it will be the first night of Ramadan, Allah look to the servant, and whoever Allah look at him, he will never put him in Jahannam. The first night. In the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells the angel to make istighfar for us. Imagine the angel making the istighfar by our name to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the rahmah of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the Jannah in Ramadan and said, oh Jannah, decorate yourself to my servant. Very soon they will leave this life and they will enjoy you. Number four, the fasting person, his mouth, this bad smell from the mouth is beloved to Allah than the fragrant of musk. And if it's the last night of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angel, oh angel, my servant try to please me and they work so hard. Oh my angel, bear witness, I forgive their sins. It is the month of Allah. My message to you, don't do routine taraweeh. Don't do to routine qira'ah, tilawah. Don't do routine life. Try to live the message. Try to see what Allah wants from us. What is the message of the Quran? What's the purpose? Why Allah want us to make taraweeh? To get extra reward? Sure, we will get it. But this is not the purpose. This is not the maqasid. This is the rewarding. But the main maqasid, to maybe I hear Quran and get to know and I wake up, meaning Allah want me to gain more guidance, more wake up call to Him, more getting closer to Him. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I wish to go on and on. I want to talk to you about many things about Ramadan. Ramadan, the month of patience. And patience, half of the iman. And Rasulullah SAW, he said, month of Ramadan is a patience. And mu'asah, to be kind and generous. And the whole thing is sacrificing, training your nafs, the tune-up months, the bank account, the stock market, the big lotto. The one who wins the big one, he wins Laylatul Qadr. Now what do you want? Do you know when? No. Is not to fight over 8 rak'ah or 20 rak'ah. Is not to fight over when we start and when we end. Like this year, something happened. Only 2 or 3 countries deviated from the whole ummah. The whole ummah agree is Thursday, September, what, the 12th or 13th? 13, except 2 or 3 countries. Crazy Libya? It starts Wednesday. I do not know why. The only place on earth starts Wednesday. And when you look at all the statistics and knowledge, there's no way. And India and Pakistan, Friday. And the whole ummah agree is Thursday. May Allah forgive us, forgive our leader, forgive our scholar, and give them the vision and comprehending to fear Allah with the wisdom and to have unity between the ummah. By this way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, my goal is how to elevate ourselves from the routine Islam, the routine Ramadan, to the reality of Ramadan. To live Ramadan hungry, willing, want, desire to be, to gain, to get the treasure, to get the elevation, to get the guidance, to seek it. By this way, my goal for you, oh please, beg Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, show Allah the best of you in Ramadan. Champion each other in Ramadan. This is Ramadan. And let me share something with you so beautiful. When we talk about Laylatul Qadr, but I cannot talk to you about it today in detail because this will take many, many hours. But if Allah allow me and I'm still alive, in the near future, I will have a continuation of the essence and meaning of Ramadan. But let me tell you something so beautiful. Go to Surah Al-Ra'd, chapter of Ra'd, thunder, verse 39. يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتْ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ وَيُثَبِّتْ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. Allah erase what He want, and He keep what He want, and He has the mother of the book. This is a tablet. Yes, everything is written, but Allah tell me, I erase what I want, and I keep what I want. What it meaning? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He share with us. Yes, Qadr is written, Qadr ordained, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, Come to me in Ramadan. Come to Laylatul Qadr. Humble yourself. If you ask me, the whole message of Islam is humble and humility. Even if I'm a sinner, humble yourself. Come to me. And if you are a good deeder, humble yourself and thank me. You see? If you are two sinner, don't complain. Allah tell you the book is open, I'm watching, okay? Where are you going? Are you going to the masjid? Are you crying for me? Do you want me? I open for you. I erase, I forgive you. And if you are a good deeder, don't be so happy about yourself and thank me. Because all the guidance is from me. And do takbirat. This is the essence of Ramadan. I want to keep going on and on. But read, listen, go, try, live the message. One of the verses I want you to share with you tonight, verse 59, Surah Al-An'am. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shared with us something He never shared with us before. All over the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, He owned the knowledge of the unseen. He owned the knowledge of the unseen. He owned the knowledge of the unseen. And in one verse He said, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحَ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمَهَا إِلَّهُ. And Allah has the keys of the unseen knowledge. Nobody has it except Him. What is the message? You complain about something? Go to Him. You worry about the future? Go to Him. You love something and you cannot reach it? Go to Him. You're afraid He might not forgive you. Go to Him. Allah opened for you and you're living, mashallah. Thank Him. He has the keys. And tonight I will share to you, according to some of my understanding, some of the keys Allah mentioned in Quran, the keys of His names, the owner of the keys that lead us to all the quality of Allah, to all the goodness on earth. By this way, what is the message? The month of Hidayah? The month of guidance? Forgiveness? He owned all the keys? He gave us the ability to change? What is that? He wants us to think. Wake up. Humble ourselves. Go back. Why? For Akhirah. This is the month of Ramadan. This is the meaning of Ramadan. Please, my brother and sister, don't do routine Ramadan. If you do right Ramadan, you will leave Ramadan and you gain a lot. You will gain a lot. What else? What else we can understand in Ramadan? He tell us about the keys. He own everything. What about in Surah Hud? Wallahu alam, if my memory is still okay, verse 57. Right now, I'm very tired. But is it verse 57, Surah Hud or Yunus? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhan nas, O you people, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِدَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sending you مَوْعِدَة. What it meaning? The guidance, Allah called it مَوْعِدَة. The Quran, مَوْعِدَة. Wisdom. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِدَة. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. And a cure of what you have in your chest. Envy, jealousy, this, that, accumulation. وَهُدًا, guidance. To the believer. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ. Say, with the generosity of Allah and His kindness. فَلْيَفْرَحُ. Be happy. هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Is better for you than what other accumulate. This is Quran. This is a message. Come to me. Is better than anything else. Spending. Feel about the hunger. Share. Give. Spend. The months of i'tikaf. Seclusion. Unity. Oneness. Look at all this. What is the message? Akhirah. Hereafter. Jannah. What it meaning? Elevate yourself to be hungry for material life, to be for me. Purify yourself. What it meaning? Purify yourself from all the disease of the heart. How I can do that, Ya Allah? Take the medication of the Quran, but take it in a regular basis and take it nicely. Take it with the truth. Live it. Don't just switch on and off Taraweeh, and after Taraweeh is finished, Ramadan is finished. After Eid is finished, Ramadan is finished. No. Ramadan is a rehab center at Yunab month. If you enter Ramadan with the truth, you live it with the truth, I promise you, you will leave Ramadan with a new person, new habit, new personality. New Iman, stronger, more generosity, more kindness, more patient, more humble, more good habit, more akhlaq, more adab, more muamalat, more manner, more conduct, more character. My dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, let's show Allah the best of us in Ramadan. Let's be real, not fake. Let's live the message, the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose for us. Let's show Allah to respect His message by showing Allah will sacrifice everything to make sure we have the right time, the right heart, the right body to serve Him. To serve Him and show Him. We respect you, Allah. We respect your advice. And we want it. We want gain Ramadan. We want the ghanima of Ramadan. We want the blessing of Ramadan. We want Laylatul Qadr. We want the af. We want the purification of Jahannam. We want your Jannah. We want you to be pleased with us. We want to switch bad habit to good habit. Bad manner to good manner. We want to elevate ourselves from animal to angels. We want to be generous and kind. We want to be sharing. We want to be pure and free from our diseases and ourselves. We want to detach ourselves from this material life. to elevate ourselves to the status of angels. This Ramadan, let's welcome a new understanding, a new chapter of our life. Let's call Allah, O Allah, make us among those who enter Ramadan and gain Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one person came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, so and so, he's an orphan. He said, do you know who is the orphan? The orphan is not a man or a boy. He lost his father and mother, or he lost a material life. The orphan, the mahroom, the one hurima min rahmatillah, the one who entered Ramadan and he did not gain the rahmah of Ramadan and the rahmah of Allah in Ramadan. May Allah protect us to be among those who lose Ramadan. And may Allah make us among those who gain Ramadan, the blessing of Ramadan, the wisdom of Ramadan, the treasure of Ramadan. To Allah, look at us and smile. To Allah, look at our book and said, I erase all your bad deed. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the carte blanche, the really carte to Jannah forever, for infinity, His pleasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability and a good manner to show Allah the best. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to live the message for us and to all mankind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand Ramadan is not the month of Ramadan, and that said, is a month of vitamin, cortisone, steroid, the month to gain power and strength, the month to boost your ability and your iman of goodness, the month of a wake-up call, the month of the telescope against ourselves and our nafs, the month of the light, of wisdom, of rahmah, of tranquility, the month of Allah. My dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, is anyone can give you what Allah can give you? Is anyone can give you a night like Laylatul Qadr? Is anyone can reward you or forgive your sins? Is anyone can help you in a moment of death? Is anybody can help you in a grave? If we believe in that, can I say, excuse me, I'm busy, I have no time, or I do my best? And even if I'm busy, I cry to Allah and said, Allah, please give me the time and make me please you in this time. Tell me, if Allah pleases with you, what else you want? And if you do not gain the pleasure of Allah, what else you lost? Or what else you gain? This is my message, my brother. A lot of detail about Ramadan. A lot of detail about Ramadan. I can talk about Ramadan, believe me, 1 month completely, and I will not stop. Not about the regulation. Regulation, I can finish it in 1 hour. You can buy any book. Tell you what is accepted, what is not accepted, what is allowed, what is not allowed, what is mustahab, what is makruh. One page, finished. But what is my message? Where is the heart have the iman to follow? Where is the heart full of iman to continue? To listen, to want, to desire. This is my message, my brother and sister in Islam. This is my message, to be real, not fake. To live the message of Quran. To elevate ourselves with Quran. To give our dignity to ourselves with Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, Man kana yuridu al-izza, whoever want elevation, falillahi al-izzatu jami'a. To Allah, the elevation completely belong to Him. Ilayhi yas'adu al-kalimu al-tayyib. The good word to be elevated toward Allah. Wal-amal al-salih yarfa'u. And good deed, push it. The good deed, push. The good wording, the dua, the supplicate, it need a good word. It need heavy pressure to push it toward Allah. What is that? Our good deed. Our spending. And not only spending money. In this spending money, spending forgiveness. Forgive each other. Deal with each other with rahmah and forgiveness and good manner. This some of the glimpse and understanding of Ramadan, I won't share it with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us, He said, in the day of judgment, some people will come, and they will not gain from fasting, except the thirst and hunger. Do we want to be among those? Walayazu billah. May Allah protect us to be among those. By this way, when somebody asks you, is not the fasting of the food. Fasting of the food is an example, is metaphor. It's just a mean of a wake-up call to do something much better, to gain the quality, to gain the oneness, to connect our heart to Allah, to be free from our temptation, to be free from our weakness, to gain the strength and unity and light and wisdom and guidance and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He give us the ghanima of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the treasure of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to be among the people of Za'af. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at us and smile to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us elevate Ramadan with the meaning of Ramadan. To leave Ramadan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us thank Him and show gratitude to Him and become the people of hamd and shukr of the guidance of Allah and the ability and the goodness of Allah to give us the hidayah, the tawfiq, without Allah guidance and tawfiq of Allah. Because without the ability of Allah to us, we'll never have. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I hope my word reach your heart. I hope me and you gain the wisdom of Ramadan and live the message of Ramadan to come against our weakness, our temptation, to grow, to get the real maturity, the maturity of Iman, the maturity of Taqwa, the maturity of Shukr and thanks, to be elevated, to really become Ramadan people, the people of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in everything I do and say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in every ear and every heart hear me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give barakah to this message and elevate with it the heart and the soul of other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who value Ramadan and give the best and show Allah the best of us in Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are abd in Ramadan and after Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to show Him the reality of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at us and forgive us and give us za'af and make us among those who Allah tell them, go, you are pure from Jahannam for infinity. I give you my ridwan. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا أكرم الأكرمين يا علي يا عظيم يا نور السماوات والأرضين باسمك الأعظم ورضوانك الأكبر وسلطانك القديم وعرشك العظيم الكريم وبيتك العتيق وبأسمائك الحسنى التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها وباسمك الأعظم الأحب إليك الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم عاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان اللهم انظر إلينا وأنت راض عنا ولا تنظر إلينا وأنت غضبان علينا يا رب العالمين اللهم افتح علينا خزائن رحمتك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك يا ربي يا إلهنا يا رجاءنا يا مولانا غنمنا رمضان غنمنا رمضان غنمنا ليلة القدر اجعلنا من أهل رمضان اجعلنا من أهل العتق اجعلنا من أهل العفو اجعلنا من أهل الرحمة اجعلنا من أهل المغفرة اجعلنا من أهل الكرامات اجعلنا من أهل النفحات يا ربنا يا إلهنا يا مجيب يا مجيب يا قريب يا سميع يا الله افتح علينا يا ربي وتقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرا، رب ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرا، وبارك لنا في أزواجنا وأولادنا وأهلينا وإخواننا في الله وأخواتنا في الله، وكل من سألنا الدعاء، وكل من يعيننا على كل عمل من أعمال الخير، وكل من سألنا الدعاء في مشارق الأرض ومغربها. اللهم أعزنا بالإسلام، وأعز الإسلام بنا، وأعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وعلي بحق كلمة الحق والدين، وانصرنا على أنفسنا، وانصرنا على شياطيننا، وانصرنا على من بغى علينا، وانصرنا على من كادنا بسوء. يا رب العالمين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، يا وهاب يا وهاب يا وهاب، يا صاحب الفضل العظيم، يا حنان يا منان، يا ودود يا الله، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا رؤوف يا الله، يا حليم يا الله، يا لطيف يا الله، يا الله ندعوك يا الله، ندعوك يا الله، ندعوك يا بر يا رحيم، ندعوك يا بر يا رحيم. وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم، وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم، وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم. اللهم تقبل، اللهم تقبل، اللهم تقبل. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم تقبل، اللهم تقبل.